It's less than a week to go before I go to Birmingham to go to the Runner's World boot camp. And it's where they try and find, I think it's four or five runners that they're going to train up to run for the Paris Marathon. And the previous people that they picked, they all had kind of like different archetypes. And so it's got me thinking of what kind of runner I am. So, or what runner am I, rather, for better English. So, they had the guy who was running for PB, so they had PB Hunter. And then they had the person who was trying to fit running into her busy lifestyle, so it was kind of busy lifestyle runner. And then they had plateau runner, somebody who had hit a plateau with their running and was always doing the same times for their marathon and stuff. Then you had one person who had never run a marathon, so his goal was just to kind of get round, so it's a first time runner. So I'm definitely not first time just trying to get round kind of guy. I'm definitely not the plateau runner. So far I've only run two marathons and I've run a good time and I'm keep on improving. So I could be PB Hunter. That could be me. I fit into that archetype. I'm definitely busy person, you know, busy lifestyle runner, trying to fit my running into a very demanding job. And I've got lots of other things on, so that could also be me. But I was running today and I was thinking, what am I? And I think that if I had to describe myself in just three or four words, then maybe I'm, you know, race against age runner. I know that if I'm going to run a sub three one day or whatever my personal best will be, I'm 41 now. And it will be within the next 3 or 4 years. So I feel as if I've got a race against time, because you're not going to run your best at 50. Well, I doubt you will. If I'd started earlier, I would have run my best somewhere in my early 30s, but I started running at 40. So I feel I've got a small window to run my personal best. So I'm not quite last chance PB runner, because I don't know if it's the last chance, because I don't know how large my window is, whether I've got, you know, four more marathons or 10 more marathons to run my PB in, you know. But time is against me, my age is against me, to keep on thinking that I'll be able to run my PB in 10 years time. So I don't know if I'm, as I said, race against age runner, last chance PB runner, whether I'm just experimental runner. I've got no idea what I'm doing, and so, you know, it's, you know, almost blank canvas runner, you know, because I've got no idea what my body's capable of doing, and I just kind of run. My training is rather erratic, it's rather unfocused, rather, because all I do is run. I don't know what's the best thing to do, so I could be blank canvas runner. I'm not sure. I think I'm gonna go for a race against age runner. It's either that or PB Hunter. The two things are similar. Or stress relief runner. Really, that is the main reason that I run, to relieve my stress, to make me feel good about myself. But you won't be able to tell that unless they take cortisol readings of how good my stress is and what have you. But yeah, it's got me thinking as to what kind of runner I am, why I'm doing this, what I'm hoping to achieve with the next marathon that I do. And maybe after the boot camp on Friday, I'll have a better idea of that. Oh, once again, the picture today is of a 10K race a little while ago. And it's just showing that there are lots of different types, physical archetypes. In running, there are lots of people doing it for completely different reasons, but they all have their own reasons, and they're all trying to reach a goal. And that's one of the great things about running, in that we all do it for different reasons, and we can all achieve our own personal goals.